when we started this project, it was because some of the things that were in the news were that our youth were killing themselves. Because their innate expression, their innate understanding of their gender or sexual orientation was something other than what our culture says is okay. When any of our youth in the U.S. or any part of the world considers whether or not they want to be alive because of bullying or somebody making it not okay for them to be whoever they are, there's a workability that isn't in place. Because the fact is that some of our youth are considering that and some of them are deciding no.
Minot Park, southeast corner of Mulberry and Sol Ross, near the Rothko Chapel.
Hi, we're the Gender Book Creators. I'm Boston.
I'm Jay.
Robin.
So we're at the Minot Park. It's at Sol Ross and
Mulberry?
Mulberry. We had a meeting here once a couple weeks ago. We just had a really intense financial meeting and then we needed a social, so we had a picnic.
Right on Sol Ross Street, headed east toward St. Thomas University.
Down Mulberry? No, Sol Ross.
Yeah.
And start walking towards the Gray House where our project started.
Which we call Marshall.
Yes, the Casa de la Marshall. So, Boston, do you want to talk a little bit about how the project started?
So how I remember the project started.
Qualifier.
We were in the upstairs kitchen at Marshall and at the house on Marshall Street, where we all lived at one point and some of us still live there. So I was asking a lot of questions because my friends here are in the Gendermen.
Robin, what's the Gendermen?
The Gendermen is a Houston drag troupe that Jay Mays, also known as Pedro Asti, started about 4 years ago with a bunch of friends. It's a queer troupe that comes together under a social justice topic. We do a lot of different fundraising, message pieces that can include acrobatics.
Message!
Sexy acts, or just fun lip syncing. So we're all often known as drag kings.
In this context of gender benders.
Right, gender benders. And what is gender? Gender bending. Who is somebody who identifies as a transsexual? We started educating each other, so then it became kind of a journey in a book.
I actually remember Mel telling a story about somebody he was dating having to educate his therapist about that.
He's having some trouble finding a good therapist for him because you have to go to a therapist to get your testosterone shots and have them sign this letter for you, which is a whole other thing. But anyway, the therapist they went to had, like, they ended up having to pay him like $100 an hour just to educate on these topics. So we're almost at Graustark now.
Arrive at Graustark Street, take a left, head north on Graustark toward West Alabama.
And I guess we'll make a left here. But if you were to make a right and go down just past Richmond is Black Hole. And that's where we met our intern.
And this is St. Thomas University.
So Darren is managing Genderpedia, and Genderpedia is the project's wiki. It allows community to co-author the content for the full-length version of the gender book. It also is kind of like a resource mother load. That's what Jay says, I love it.
So we're headed north on Graustark now towards West Alabama, and the University of St. Thomas is on our right.
Darren,
what I remember from meeting him that day at the coffee shop was just like this huge excitement over the project,
right.
Just like a lot of enthusiasm.
Since we're passing St. Thomas, I think it's important to note that he did his entire undergraduate thesis on Christianity and homosexuality, and he's done a lot of work in Quality Ride, touring universities all over the U.S. on behalf of university students who are gay or GLBT, and having them honored at their university campuses and getting policies changed. So he's super committed to university students having an experience of safety and self-expression. So it was a perfect fit that he wanted to come and work on the gender book with us.
Arrive at West Alabama, continue north past West Alabama Street toward Marshall Street.
Oh, and here is Marshall. So this is our nest.
The gray house in the corner of Marshall and Graustark.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we met a lot on the porch. There was a big gray table there, and we would draw a bunch of pages. And there's a hammock in the yard that we would go take naps on. We got tired of working so hard.
And there's often roses on this bush here.
Sign in the yard that says you're making a difference in the lives of others. I guess we hope our project is.
Continue north on Graustark Street toward Hawthorne Street.
The book is coming along. have pretty much all the pages drawn for the big book, the full gender book. And this summer we're meeting twice a week to kind of write it, color it, crank it out.
Mm-hmm. We've been really fortunate this year. A lot of people have responded to the concept of the project, of just having a really easy, awesome, pretty resource to talk about gender. We've been funded some by arts groups in Houston, which has been really phenomenal. The Houston Arts Alliance gave us an individual artist grant. It was kind of a big deal because they don't really give individual artists who are working as a collaborative an award in that field. And it was also in creative writing. We submitted a creative writing and they thought this should definitely go into interdisciplinary next year, which is really cool. And it really got our brains thinking about how do we create that for the future of the project, having it be a multimedia online resource, because it is already online, thegenderbook.com. And then the Idea Fund, the Andy Warhol Foundation gives funds to 10 Texas artists every year.
So we're at Graustark, just south of Hawthorne.
3406 if you need your rosemary.
Fix.
Pill for rosemary.
Take a right, go east on Hawthorne Street.
Let's take a right and jog down to
Well, one of the things I like about the gender book that kind of organically came about was the conversation happened at the end of September of last year, 2010. Yes. And Jay was just like, I want to do something artistic. And Boston was like, I want to put words to the things that I'm feeling. And then it turns out Mel was already drawing pictures. And with the drag troupe, we were going to the International Drag King Extravaganza, which happens every year. And so Mel spent a bunch of nights putting together the booklet, just in case there are training opportunities, HR, educational things, or just people who want the very basics of the gender book. We developed a booklet.
Whose idea was that?
That was just awesome. That was your idea. I think it's like, what, 6 pages?
Yeah, 6 pages.
Of really important staples about gender. Everybody ate it up. They gave their feedback, they gave their testimonials. It was really great being in conversations after that because people started talking about their own zines and their own talk shows that they wanted to do on gender.
And the booklet actually got picked up at the Drag King Extravaganza in Baltimore by someone who works for Planned Parenthood as a community educator, specifically around LGBTQ issues. So it was really validating to have something that Mel had worked really hard on, that we were really excited about having be out there as a resource, and it someone really like saying, yeah, okay, let's do it. And they got it approved by the Maryland State Department of Health, and they use it in training.
Within like a month of writing it, they presented it to 200 principals of Maryland high schools. That was really cool.
So yeah, we're here at Yoakum. It's a pretty boulevard.
Arrive at Hawthorne Street and Yoakum Boulevard. Take a left, go north on Yoakum Boulevard. Yoakum turns into Wah Drive.
The Pride Festival meets down here.
Oh, yeah. Good.
So we're going to swing a left, go north, up the median, I guess.
Okay.
But yeah, speaking of Pride, so this is about where we're going to be at the GLBT History Tent. This Pride at the end of June. Right here behind the Kroger at Lovett and
Yvonne.
Gender Book, Gender Men, Transgender Foundation of America, Yoakum and Lovett will be well represented here across from the Half Price Bookstore behind the Kroger at the Pride Festival. And I think this year is Pride's 30th or 31st anniversary. Wow. Nighttime parade happening the evening of the 25th. And Gender Book's gonna be there.
Approaching Westheimer.
Arrive at Westheimer Road and Wah Drive. Cross Westheimer Road. On your right, in the northeast corner, is Mary's. On your left, in the northwest corner, is Chance's. Continue north on Wah Drive.
Speaking of history in Houston, we're walking up Wah right between where Chance's used to be and right between where Mary's used to be.
Legacy is a health clinic that helps a lot of queers be able to get their health checkups. The history of getting their health care systems together to honor trans men and women too have really come a long way. to be able to give out estrogen and testosterone there has been very honoring.
That's definitely one area where we really try to, you know, target the gender bug towards medical and health providers, psychiatrists, you know, doctors for hormones. The more education they can get, the safer treatment, the less, you know, time is wasted explaining the same basic concepts that no one really taught them in med school.
We just passed Missouri Street after California, which is where Grace Lutheran Church is. The whole thing about Grace Lutheran for me personally has been when I was 18, they had their HATCH meetings there.
It formerly used to stand for Houston Area Teen Coalition of Homosexuals. In order to be more inclusive,
that's just HATCH.
Just HATCH.
Oh, okay, cool. They were doing the gay prom when I couldn't go to prom with my girlfriend at my own high school. I came down here to meet people, and they held their meetings at Grace Lutheran. They held the transgender meetings while the Transgender Center was looking for their second house.
That's where we're walking to right now, the new Transgender Center.
They hold Grace Place.
Grace Place is a homeless youth outreach that's extremely accepting of all orientations, gender identities. Homeless youth who maybe would be denied services in traditional kind of settings. So Robin and I have both volunteered there as activity people.
I taught yoga.
Arrive at Waugh Drive and Fairview Street. Take a right headed east on Fairview Street.
So we're right here at Fairview and Yoakum. We're going to make a right on Fairview to head west towards the TG Center. East.
Sedition Books at 903 Richmond hosted our first talk back.
That's right, that was a lot of fun.
They helped us get our first copies.
Yeah.
We were trying to hand them out to conferences but didn't have a budget.
They had the zine hookup.
Just
getting ready to cross Montrose right here.
Arrive at the corner of Montrose Boulevard and Fairview Street. Cross Montrose Boulevard, continuing east on Fairview Street.
At Fairview.
I would love to add that it really is about community. It's five of us, and no five people can know everything there is to know about any one subject. It just isn't possible. My request is that people go to Genderpedia. Now you can get to by going to genderbook.com. People really do have an opportunity to co-author the book. And it really can be as diverse as the people who want to participate.
Speaking of community, this is definitely one of the bigger community neighborhoods, more visible. If we're talking about the gender community, I guess we'll swing right here on Converse, because I'm wearing Converse shoes.
Arrive at Fairview Street and Converse Street. Take a right, go south on Converse Street.
Yeah,
we want to go south a little bit so we can meet up with the TG Center. TC is right here, South Beach is up there.
And Baby Barnaby's, which I think we all go to all the time because it's super delicious. And then there's the leather shop in case you need some smoothness in your life.
Arrive at Converse Street and Hyde Park Boulevard. Take a left, go east on Hyde Park Boulevard.
So we're just going to jog a left down Hyde Park.
We're totally jogging.
Not actually jogging.
No, really.
We're sauntering. We're taking the walk at about 7 o'clock. It's got this nice...
TG Center is... It's actually...
On Pacific.
Right. So we're going to jog down Crocker. Go south down on Crocker.
Arrive at Hyde Park Boulevard and Crocker Street. Take a right, go south on Crocker Street.
The Transgender Foundation of America is an amazing organization. Kristen can probably give us the full details. I know Kristen Williams is someone who's been working as a trans activist in Houston proper for more than 20 years and has known several iterations of the Transgender Center, it having been a shelter in the 80s and 90s and having moved from place to place.
TG Center is important to our project because
we use the archives.
Yeah. We did a lot of our research there, and they have some really great books and magazines, historical artifacts. It's really
a one of a kind.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, the people that are around the TG Center are walking archives, a lot of them having lived in Houston for decades and having seen history unfold, not just in Houston, Texas, but all over. There's a deep solidarity in the transgender community in Houston that is really powerful to be around, and it really impacts the way that the work gets done. To have the personal stories and to have the walking archives and be able to say, here's where you need to go, or let me contribute my story to you or my resources to you,
Here we are at 604 Pacific. This is the TG House. There's a pretty vine arch.
I'm really glad that we have a really positive take on this, and the resource is beautiful, and it's like life and death to go out there and to show people. It doesn't have to be the gender book, but something. If you know something and you can spread awareness, whatever it is, then do it. Because nobody wants to see that, no matter who they are. Nobody wants to see our youth considering whether or not life is
not worth it.
Worth it, right.
The It Gets Better campaign has been a super amazing experience to like sort of have over the last year.
The people who were called to action and then acted is groundbreaking, and I want it better now.
That's what the book's about, education.